5 Steps to Make Personalized Cardboard Cutouts for Your Guests. In a variety of original methods, you can demonstrate your appreciation for your visitors and their time with you. Here are 5 steps to making personalized cardboard cutouts of your guests. 1. Deciding on the design. So, you've decided to host a superhero-themed party, and you want to impress your guests. But which comic book hero should you use to symbolize your theme? With so many fantastic characters to select from, picking one might be challenging. But, if you want to make things really easy for yourself, try using one of your favorite movie characters as your superhero inspiration. If you're going with a popular character like Batman or Iron Man, the odds are that most of your guests will have seen the movies and know all about them. Conversely, if you're looking for something unconventional, perhaps Thor or Aquaman will do. Either way, once you've picked your favorite movie character, it's time to start thinking about what design you want for your cardboard cutouts. 2. Cutting out the design. Cutting out the design on customized cardboard cutouts for your guests can be a fun way to show off your creative side, but it's important to take care when doing so. Scissors can easily remove unwanted details, and if you're not careful, your guests may end up with a mess on their hands. Here are some tips for making the process as smooth as possible. Draw the outline of your design using a pencil or pen. Be sure to keep any important details in mind, such as corners and edges. Once the outline is complete, begin cutting out the shape using scissors. Make sure to avoid any delicate areas, and be especially careful around corners and edges. Once all of the pieces have been cut out, assemble them by lining them up along the outline and pressing down gently until they fit snugly. 3. Attach the cardboard and cutout using glue. Gluing the cutout to a piece of cardboard is one of the most important steps in making your cardboard cutouts for your guests. Without it, the cutout will fall apart quickly. You'll need a strong glue to do this step correctly, something that can hold even when wet. Once you have glued the cutout to the cardboard, you'll need to press it firmly against the sheet so that it's secure. However, make sure that the glue is completely dry before moving on to the next step, otherwise, your cutout will fall off when you try to remove it from the cardboard. 5. Finally, make sure that all of your edges are smooth and neat. This will help to ensure that your guests have a great time when they use your creations. As a result, these are the techniques for gluing the cardboard to the cutout. Cut out the cardboard template. Attach the cardboard to the cutout using a glue stick. Let the glue dry. Cut out the excess cardboard. Clean up the edges of the cutout. 4. Add your desired decoration or message. Adding a desired decoration or message is vital when making cardboard cutouts for your guests. Not only do they make an adorable keepsake, but also, thanking them in advance will show your appreciation and encourage them to come back. Here are a few suggestions to get you rolling. Pick a pattern that speaks to who you are as a person. Start with a simple template that can be easily customized. Select bright colors that will stand out and will evoke happy memories. Consider the message you hope to send. Short messages are best for quick presentations, while longer messages can be displayed on the back of the cutout. 5. Placing the cardboard. After completing your custom cardboard cutouts, it is important to place them in a way that is easy for your guests to see. Cardboard displays are one option for this. Guests will have no issue finding what they need if cardboard cutouts are displayed on these stands. Additionally, these stands make it easy to move the cutouts around so that everyone has a great view of what is happening on stage. Here are some ways to position cardboard to grab visitors' attention in the interim. Use the corner of the cardboard to create a small lip on one side of the wall. Place the cardboard vertically against one wall so that the shorter edges are against the wall. Tape the cardboard to the wall in the middle of the two shorter edges. Place objects on top of the cardboard to create a focal point. Hang decorative items from the cardboard to create a gallery wall.